Hello, everyone, and welcome to 92.1 at KMZA. Our 2025-2026 locker room chats are on the roll here, and here we're sitting down and talking with the Centralia Panthers head coach, Nick Evans. I'm Crendon Prophet again, joining you for our first boys locker room chat here of the 2025-2026 campaign. Your first game here of the regular season for the Centralia boys kicks off this Friday, or I should say tips off this Friday, against Nemaha Central. That will be our highlighted 92.1 KMZA game of the week. But before we get on to that first game of the season, we got to backtrack and talk about the last year. A 12-9 overall finish, but an 8-2 mark left in the Twin Valley League. Coach, what can you tell me about last year, and then also kind of the what the program has been like here over the off season?
The last year's team, you know, being at Centralia, you're always going to be, you know, in a lot of games, and you're always going to be competitive and those things. I just thought we were really up and down and inconsistent even throughout, like, games. I thought we would, you know, have moments and spurts of it looks really good, and then we go on lulls of it's not going great. And that's offensively and defensively. And so I thought we were just really up and down. Our goal this year is to be a little more, be consistent with what you do, so that way we know consistently. I know sometimes you're going to have some lulls in basketball, but try to find a little more balance and consistency. And then this summer with we have a bunch of, you know, kids that no one probably has ever heard of, but you probably have heard their last name because it's just the same last names, like kind of like Hanover and Axtell. But we feel really good about this group. And it's just going to be a bunch of people outside of Quentin Aldifer that no one's ever heard of. And hopefully this year they'll get their name out there, because I feel pretty confident in this bunch.
Yeah, and you bring up a big name there in Quentin Aldifer. I mean, you kind of talked there about last year's team, Duke Timmel, Ben Haverkamp, Henry Heidemann, Jacob Fuente, just a lot of great seniors that graduated. And now you talk about, you know, the guys that are having to step up this year. You just mentioned one, a great one there, a guard and a leader on this team, a junior in Quentin Aldifer, averaged 14 points per game. What is he going to bring to the team this season, not just scoring-wise, but, you know, other statistical categories alongside, you know, the rest of his teammates, and how does he elevate that level of play on the court?
He started for us since he was a freshman and has played tons of minutes. And even his freshman year, I would say he was, outside of Maverick Becker, he was one of our better defenders. So he's a great defensive player. He's a tough kid. He plays quarterback for the football team, so he's just a tough competitor. People, you know, look to him. But I think he's seeing what we have too, and I can see some excitement from him that I think he feels like he sees some pieces that are going to help him, he doesn't have to, you know, be the sole component of the team, that he can relieve a little bit of stress with some of the players that we have coming up and helping him out.
Well, when you're talking Twin Valley League, it's one of the toughest leagues in all of Kansas, especially in Northeast Kansas. I mean, what's the Twin Valley League battle going to be like this year for you and your group?
It's every single game. I mean, you can't, we've been talking with the junior high, every team's a nameless opponent. You can't look at the bottom of the Twin Valley League and think that it's going to be a cakewalk, because it's probably not going to be. And then obviously the top half is going to be really, really good. And they're going to have you're going to have several teams from the top half, go into the state tournaments and be, you know, push for a state title. And that is every single year. So, you're going to get battle tested in this, and it's fun to be in this league. The coaches in this league are awesome. We all get along really good, and, it's fun to compete against them, but you got the Hanover and the Axtell. They're going to be, I think those will be the top tier teams to look for, and, see how you battle against them to see where you're at.
Well, your first game of the season here, it's on Radio 92.1, KMZA, the game of the week here against Nemaha Central on Friday. It's a home opener here for you. What are some keys to this matchup here against this Thunder group?
I know they got the Caleb Schmelzley kid. He's a junior, good player. He plays with Quentin actually on a summer team. He's a good, solid player, similar styles. He can get to the rim. He can shoot. He's a bigger kid, guard, but, you know, them coming off football, it's Seneca. They're athletic. They're going to compete. Doesn't matter that they, you know, just came off football and probably a lot of them just started practice. They're competitors. So, you know, you're going to get a fight from them. And they're not going to just hand it to you. It's going to be kind of like the Twin Valley. It's going to be a fight. So, we're excited to see where we're at. And that first game, you always think you know what your team is, but after the first game, you get a little better idea of where you really are.
Well, Coach, of course, I appreciate your time. And again, we'll talk every single week. Coach's show is here for Centralia, airing every Wednesday, getting around 5:30. So, Coach, again, thank you here for joining us for this first week of Coach's shows. And again, we continue to talk to you every single week, and good luck this Friday.
Yeah, thank you.
This Centralia Locker Room Chat's been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agri Enterprise. And be sure on Friday to tune in at about 5:45. We'll begin pregame coverage for boys and girls, Nemaha Central and the Centralia Panthers, taking each other on 92.1 KMZA.